Doug Thompson, political reporter for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, has been covering Arkansas politics for years. This morning, he was in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio, and I asked him what's next for health care and its role in Arkansas.
What's going to happen is that Obamacare is going to rock along and not die. That's the whole problem. That's the big problem the Republicans have. The critter won't die, and they don't have the nerve to kill it. That's the root of their dilemma. It's going to rock along, and the president is now threatening to do things, which he has a lot of power to do. To keep this engine running requires constant fine-tuning, or at least keeping a foot on the gas pedal. And he's threatening to let it collapse, and more important, he's threatening to help it collapse, which would be a political blunder of the absolute first magnitude. It would look like it would make the Comey firing look like a hiccup. You can't sabotage something deliberately and point to wave a finger at it and go, see there, it's collapsing. See there? Well, you can't do that.
I mean, take the humanity out of it and health care covering people. That just doesn't seem to be a smart political move. The Republicans have control of the House, the Senate, and the White House. You'd think they'd want to do something that would ensure that that continues.
Cal, I'm going to be extremely harsh here.
All right.
It's a good thing for the Republican Party that political donations are not refundable, because if they were, they would owe their supporter billions. And to go through four elections, 2010 to now, to 2016, to go through the 10, 12, 14, and 16 elections, saying, oh, this is a national emergency, we've got to do this, and then to show up in Washington without even a broad agreement in principle of what you ought to do, is political malpractice.
What's the Democrats in Washington role in this? There are many people who say, look, premiums have gone up for a lot of people. This hasn't worked. There are flaws. It does need to be fixed. Should the Democrats be ready with fixes? I mean, should they learn from this that you've got to have some sort of actual plan?
That is like saying that you need a plan to cooperate with the arsonist who wants to burn your house down. The GOP has constantly ordered, we got to repeal and replace, we got to repeal and replace. The Democrats have constantly argued, we've got to fix. There is no middle ground between that. Now, maybe there is now, but how are you going to do that when a large, as I just described, not only the president, but a large section of his party wants the program to fail, so it'll force a replacement. I mean, I'm sorry. There's simply no political middle ground here. It's going to limp along, and it's going to get more and more expensive and less effective. But it's not going to just keel over and die.
What about, I think a majority of Republican senators could say, hey, look, we were sent to D.C. in part, in no small part, to repeal this, because we campaigned on this. We won. And so you go with that, if not mandate, but, a lot of support to do that. And then suddenly these plans come out and you see that the public opinion is, 20-15%. Can they look at the constituents and say, well, what do you really want here?
It is the paradox of democracy that what the voters want and what they say they want are two different things. For instance, the ultimate example is pre-existing conditions. We want cheaper, better health care, but don't drop that pre-existing condition requirement. You can't do it. You can't lower the cost for a bunch of people and eliminate one of the most expensive features of the whole plan.
It puts Governor Asa Hutchinson in an interesting position.
Yeah. He's a pragmatic, puts all pragmatic Republicans in an interesting position. in a moment of extreme candor at a national governor's conference, I think it was earlier this year, but it might have been late last year, he said, look, we've got to solve this in 2018 because that's when I'm up for re-election. Okay, you right. might remember that. But, it can't be done legally and it can't be done politically, but the real solution here is to get a bunch of governors like Asa Hutchinson, John Kasich, and whatever surviving Democrats you got together in a room. And instead of trying to do a one-size-fits-all national policy, say, look, here's what your health care program ought to be, and this is what we can live with and balance our state budgets with. As a matter of fact, there was a group. Governor Hutchinson was not a member of it, but there was a group of 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats, and an independent governor. Formed a group and wrote Congress a letter, and Kasich was one of them, John Kasich of Ohio, and saying, look, you want us to fix your health care problem? We'll be glad to do it. Just let us do this. And it won't get any traction, but it was a nice thought.
If members of Congress are at a near or perhaps an all-time low of approval from citizens, looking for the silver lining here, isn't this a grand opportunity to get together 52 Senate Republicans, 47 Democratic or 46 and a couple of independents and say, you know what, let's roll up our sleeves and actually work out a bipartisan. It will be ugly. It will be messy. But wouldn't that go some degree to restoring some faith in how Congress and Washington, D.C. work? Or am I completely Pollyannish?
You're not completely Pollyannish. That would be the rational response. And I'm not going to be completely gloom and doom. But, yeah, let me close off the light at the end of that tunnel, okay?
All right.
Here's the problem. 7 out of 10 Democratic voters want the president to be impeached. That's what the Monmouth University recent poll came out and said. The battle lines are completely drawn. You're either, as far as both Democrats and Republicans are concerned, you're either for us or against us.
So can we walk it back from this morass?
I don't see how. And here's the problem. It's not the problem. Healthcare and, matters of life and death are the problem, okay? The problem for Republicans is that they really can't have a big tax cut for upper income earners without exploding the budget unless they get the kind of Medicaid cost cutting and Medicare cost cutting controls that they sought in this health care bill. I mean, you can't do it. Now their numbers don't work. What they want to do in everything else. Have a reduce the size of the deficit and cut taxes at the same time can't be done with the current health care system in place.
Doug Thompson is political writer at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He was inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio earlier today.